Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Have you ever felt like you just weren't getting it? I'm sorry. I was talking away and I was muted. It is. Have you ever felt like you just weren't getting it? Amen. Brother Roger, YouTube is up and going if you wanted to go over there. I know you were waiting for us to get set up. I'll go change that right now. I pasted the wrong message, didn't I?
All things are written in Father now in Jesus' name. Here we go. Psalm 23, and now we pray this boldly over yourself. Here we go. Lord, you are my shepherd, I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your love and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint me with this oil and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for since you live in the shelter of Eliam, and in your home and
most believers have work in faith. Then we'll go to the other one. The knowledge of God. God's peace.
Thank you.
Amen. But it tastes really good, doesn't it? What chapter and verse is love? Yeah, where did 2 Kings come in? Did I miss something? All right. Got it.
Thank you.
Yes, it did.
Thank you.
I don't know if you have more verses, but I would imagine you do. What? Designed every destructive force involved in whatever situation those emergency vehicles are headed to. I bind every destructive force and I speak life and life more abundantly into the entire situation and everyone involved or even affected by it in any way. Call it demo and taste the name. And every destruction you intended, enemy, in that situation comes back on you now seven times and double for the shame. And everyone involved and affected receives recompense from you seven times and double for the shame. It comes from, taken from you. And you receive the destruction you intended for them. Thank you.
Sam shot it up.
Oh, sorry, I was copying verses. Father, in Jesus' name, when I don't seem to see, or I don't seem to be able to hear, I choose to remember. All of your blessings and miracles that you've done in my life. And I will remind you that I remember. And I will walk with you every day of my life. I commend this to you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Yeah, yes, absolutely. We've got a lot to ponder. All right, so let's do communion. I'm going to put up the verses from the Bible that refer to the communion, the night that Jesus had communion with the disciples before he was crucified. We'll read those together on the screen. If there is anyone with us that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, whether you're here with us live tonight or you're watching this video 3 years from now, pray this prayer. I'm going to put a prayer of salvation up on the screen so we can pray it out loud together. And after you've prayed that prayer, you will be saved and born again. And hallelujah to that. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us too. So first, run and get your communion elements. Get your bread or cracker. And water or grape juice, whatever you're going to use, we will bless and sanctify our elements. And while you do that, I'm going to read the verses out of the scriptures and you can follow along. Here we go. And these verses are from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to be starting at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then 1 John 4:17 and 18 talks about God's perfect love for us. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And now I'm going to put up our prayer of salvation. Pray this prayer from the very depths of your heart. This is the prayer to change your life here on earth and your eternity. And even those who are already born again, please pray it again. It's a wonderful rededication to Christ and an acknowledgement of what he's done for us. Here we go. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we say welcome to the family of God. We're so happy to have you with us. And we ask you to join us here as often as you can. Get a hold of us and let us know you've made that decision. If you have questions or need further understanding on anything, we'd be glad to help. Bring in the understanding you need. Our contact information is in the notes in YouTube at the end of every program, or you can go to our Community of Faith webpage, which is Samuel J. Cottle Community of Faith. And we have more information there, and our contact information is there too. And our schedule of when we're here is in the notes in YouTube too. So please be with us whenever you can. We have this wonderful family of believers with us that we call the Community of Faith, and they also will help you be strong in your new walk. And they're such a wonderful support, and they pray for you and each other. They're just a wonderful group to be with. So please join us whenever you can. And now you're free to receive communion with us. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to put up the communion prayers. We'll first pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. So for right now, let's pick up our elements and let's pray over them. Father, we thank you for this time together to honor you and everything you've done for us. We bless and sanctify these communion elements right now for this time of communion with you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And now I'm going to put up the prayer. This is our new covenant worship or communion prayer. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, and now let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord, for everything you suffered to save us. And now let's hold up our juice and let's pray this together. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood for us. Thank you, Lord. Sister Phyllis, are you able to read or do you have a houseful? Yeah. She had said she was going to have a bunch of people there tonight, and she might not be able to talk. So I would love to read our Ephesians 1 prayer over you. Here we go. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You're muted. Oh, I'm sorry, Phyllis. Let me see if I can see it's telling me again just to ask you to unmute. Whoops. How about now? There you go. Oh my goodness. All right. You want to read Ephesians 1:17 to us? Okay, I'll finish reading and then you can read something, okay? All right, and I'm on verse 18 again. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him, I'm just going to finish off here. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen. I know we only usually read to 21, but I love that. Okay, go ahead, Phyllis. Amen, amen, amen. Revelation? Yeah, that would be perfect. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We love it too. Thank you for reading. And thank you all for being with us. We love you, Phyllis, and Audrey, and Dan, and Gwen, and John, if he's still awake, he might have gone to bed. Roger, thank you for being here, and thank you for posting all of our times. Rebecca was here. I didn't see you. Welcome, Rebecca. We love you. Richard, we love you, too. So happy to have all of you guys with us. I think that was everybody. Hi, Audrey. Love you, too. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for some more study. And until then, have a wonderful day and a wonderful night. And remember, we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Good night. Good night.
day and a wonderful day.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jen.
In Jesus' name.